What's going on, everyone? It's Mike, and this is Across the Park Podcast.
Across the Park Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Globe Gas and Heating. For the best kitchen and bathroom renovations, boiler servicing and repair, and central and underfloor heating in the Northwest, head over to globecentralheating.com and quote Across the Park for a free quote.
And we welcome Youssef to the channel this evening. Youssef, first of all, do you want to let everyone know where you are and how they can find you on social medias?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks for having me along. I'm Youssef. I'm a fanzine contributor and podcaster for True Faith. That's one of Newcastle's fanzines, and fanzine's been going since 99. The podcast since a little bit more recently when that sort of started up around 2014. You can find the fanzine and podcaster at TFNUFC, and I'm at Youssef_1892 on X.
Excellent. Well, there you go, guys. So make sure you go and follow Youssef. And we're just going to get straight into it. So Everton, Newcastle, again, Everton over the last few games have had a torrid time. I think it's 5 wins to Newcastle in the last 6. What? Look, let's just be straight. What are you expecting out of this game, Youssef?
If Everton fans are looking for some sort of hope or crumbs of comfort here, we've been much better at home than away. The only away win we've had in the league is actually Sheffield United. The last few games, you know, most Newcastle fans, myself included, have been wondering how on earth we can carry on getting decent results with the number of injuries we've got. The same 11 players have played the last 3 games, and it's a real patched up 11. And every week, you know, we're sort of thinking, is this going to be the one where we slip up? And it just hasn't been. So I think a lot of Newcastle fans are going into it expecting a win. But the reality is, if you take a step back, actually a point away at Everton this week, I don't think would actually be the worst result in the world for us because, you know, like I said, the number of injuries we've got, you know, the form we're on can't carry on forever. And, you know, I do think Everton are not a bad side, to be honest. They've obviously got some weaknesses, but I do think this is going to be a very tough game. So I'd probably take a draw personally, but I think if you ask most Newcastle fans, they're looking at this as a chance for 3 more points.
Yeah, I think when I look at this Newcastle side, the actual feeling around the club must be almost meteoric. You know, from 2 years ago where the club were, I don't know, bottom of the league, and, you know, some Newcastle fans were worried about going down, then bringing in Eddie Howe and the complete turnaround over the last 2 years, to be in this position where you're winning games of football, you know, you're being robbed in Paris. Let's be honest, you know, you're being robbed in Paris. Your team is completely depleted, yet you're still continuing to do really well. I think it's absolute credit to Newcastle. And I know there's this weird Newcastle-Everton rivalry, and there's been this weird rivalry for years. But for me, the job that Eddie Howe has done over the last 2 years is outstanding. And that just sums up that every single player, whether they play every week, whether they play once a month, whether they play once every 6 months, they give everything to Eddie Howe. So it's testament to you guys. It really is. And, you know, I think it will probably continue. I think you have a good squad of players. You've got an exciting future. So Everton have got to go into that game, and we've got to try and be a little bit clever with how we manage that. You know, you've got those injuries. So how can Everton exploit those positions? What players have Everton got coming back that can create chances and opportunities for us? We've shown that we're not very good at home. So how can we change that against a good Newcastle side? They're the questions that us as Everton fans are asking in our head. So my question to you is, where are your weaknesses? Where can Everton get in?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, you're right to mention, you know, looking at our squad, you know, there are some players who play every week. There are some players who probably wouldn't be described as blue chip. And it tends to be that opponents in recent weeks have targeted some of those players that have come in. So the likes of Jamal Lascelles, who, despite being club captain, has not been a regular. I mean, Man United targeted him and he just answered absolutely everything he had to ask of him. You know, some of the players who've been coming in recent weeks, Tino Livramento has been an absolute revelation at fullback. But again, you know, we've got a 17-year-old in the middle, Lewis Miley, who's, to be honest, been absolutely fantastic. He's playing, you know, with a confidence that sort of really belies his, you know, his youth. But, you know, there are certain players in our side, I've named three there, who are not regular starters and opposing managers have tended to try to target. But the point is that up until now, those players have had an answer to every question that's been asked of them. I think those questions will continue to be asked. But yeah, there are certain players in our side who, at least on paper, wouldn't be as blue chip as some of the others. And I suspect Dyche will probably know that and will target that, whether he's successful or not. You know, we'll see. I hope not, obviously.
Yeah, of course. And obviously, it's the mutual respect thing. If looking from the outside in on Everton, obviously, we've had our issues this season, 10 points deduction. You know, we've had our problems in terms of transfers and whatever over the years. What's your take on Everton's current situation? What do you think of when you look at Everton?
Well, the first thing I'd say is this weird sort of rivalry, or whatever you want to call it, in recent years, which seems to have largely sprung up on social media, to be honest with you. But I regard Everton, for all the time I've been around, Everton have been a big club. They've always been in the top division. I've always regarded Everton, you know, they're a proper, solid, traditional club from a big industrial city, you know, big working class fan base, large tradition. There's a lot more that Everton and Newcastle and their fans actually have in common than sort of differentiates them from one another. And I wonder whether a lot of that rivalry, to be honest, is we just find Jordan Pickford, for example, absolutely hilarious. And there are other elements like that I think, you know, I don't have any sort of particular axe to grind with Everton as a club or as a fan base at all. And I don't think many Newcastle fans outside of, you know, the weird world of Twitter actually do. But Everton currently, I do look at them and I kind of think, you know, if you look a couple of years ago, I think Newcastle and Everton were at sort of fairly similar points and we've gone in radically different directions. I think we look at Everton to some extent as look what could have happened. You know, look what could have gone wrong. And, you know, I think back to, it was not last season, but the season before, we played you at home. I think we were both in the bottom three at the time. We won 3-1 and it was back in February. And I think we had sort of largely the same side that we'd had. And you had just signed, I think, Dele Alli, Donny van de Beek, a couple of others. And we were looking at that game coming into it thinking, actually, why haven't we made signings? We really haven't moved on. But now I think with hindsight, we look back and think, yeah, actually the direction that we took, you know, really trying to work with the players that we had, build incrementally, build with a structure, that's been the right way to go about it. And I think I look at Everton thinking that's a club that's been really poorly managed and poorly stewarded for a long period of time, which we as Newcastle fans know very, very well. It's only very recently that we look like we might be turning a corner. We know what sort of bad ownership and bad stewardship of a club looks like. And looking at Everton, it doesn't look to me as though you've really risen out of that yet. And it doesn't sort of give me any great particular joy because I don't have an axe to grind with Everton, but I don't look at Everton as a club thinking that it's moving in anything right the right direction at all.
No, and everything you say there is fair. We have been managed really poorly and the board have let us down over the years. Everton have, you know, there was protests, there's been all sorts of things happen really over the last 2 or 3 years towards the board. And you're right, with the poor mismanagement has put us in a position where we are today, 10 points deduction in the bottom three, a team that probably shouldn't be in the bottom three. And I suspect and I hope, obviously, that we're not in the bottom three for very long, but we are where we are currently. And it's games against Newcastle where there's that little bit of, you know, as you rightly say, a lot of it has come up from social media. I'm equally the same. I have literally nothing against Newcastle. I've always actually I've always got on with the Newcastle fans that I've known. I've always, you know, there's never been a particular gripe. And I think the times are exciting for Newcastle. So I never look at Newcastle and go, oh, yeah, I dislike them and I hope they don't do well. It doesn't matter to me almost. I wish every club the best, if I'm being honest, because the fans for every club deserve their club to be successful in the way that they perceive their club to be. And, you know, I wish everyone the best of luck. But when I go into this game, there is obviously the little bit of spite in between Everton and Newcastle, partly because of a certain Mr. Anthony Gordon, which obviously there was rumours, I think, that he may not start the game. And then I think 20 to 30 minutes ago, Newcastle put a picture of him training with the first team. So it looks like he's going to be available. How threatening has Gordon been this season? How much of a revelation has he been? Or is he being overhyped? You see him every week.
He's been our best player. This season, he's genuinely been our best player. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's too much of a slow start for him because we were doing very well last season. You know, people were keeping their place in the team on merit. The likes of sort of Almiron and Willock and Joe Linton and Bruno, who were really playing out of their skin. So Gordon didn't really get much of a chance. So I don't think it's really fair to say he started slowly, but it's really only been this season that he's come into his own. And he has genuinely been our best player. You know, scored the winner against Man United, scored the winner against Arsenal. I didn't realise he had that much by way of goals to his game, but he's a massive threat. He's definitely going to play, to my mind, because he's undroppable at the minute. He's been a revelation, both in terms of the quality, but also his attitude and fitness, which, as you sort of alluded to earlier, those are kind of bare minimum requirements for anyone in Eddie Howe's side. And no one's really epitomised that kind of belief and that drive this season more than Gordon. He's been absolutely fantastic. 10 out of 10 so far this term.
Yeah, and that's what concerns me, to be honest, because one of the areas that we do tend to struggle is pace down the channels. And Gordon, look, we do know that Gordon has that. We witnessed it ourselves. He's actually proven me wrong a little bit, if I'm being honest, about Gordon. I thought he was quite overrated, and that's not a disrespect to Gordon. I just felt that he broke in an Everton team where it was very easy to look good at the time. And actually, he's gone to Newcastle, and I thought, it's a lot of money from Newcastle. But he's coming good, and there's no denying that. There's no doubt in that. And I was one of those fans where whenever a football player leaves a club, if he's going because he wants to better himself, then so be it. And he's gone to Newcastle. He's playing Champions League football. He's scoring goals in big games. I kind of can't hold that against him. I'm frustrated with the comments that he made as he was leaving and the way that he left. But I do understand that these things happen. So, look, we move on as a football club, and I'm sure Gordon, if I'm being honest, is probably not that bothered. You know, that's what their job is at the end of the day. I was reading, and I don't know how true this is, but regarding Kieran Trippier, because I've been really impressed with Trippier for years. You know, I really rated Trippier for a long time, and then when he came back, he shocked me because I didn't think he'd be as good as he is at, I think, what is he, 33 now, 32, 33, but he's been fantastic. Is he available? Is he missing? What's going to, you know, is he going to play? What's going to happen with Trippier? Do you know?
He's there, yeah. I mean, again, I think he's been fantastic for us. He's the single most transformational signing we made. I mean, he was the first, you know, player of real calibre to look at Newcastle when we were in the relegation zone post-takeover and think, you know what, yes, that's for me. And he's transformed the whole ethic around the playing staff. He's been fantastic, absolutely fantastic. He'll play. And, you know, there are question marks. His age, can he really sustain 2-3 games a week at the standards that have been set? The answer is so far yes. He's the team captain. At least when Lascelles isn't playing. So Lascelles probably will play, so Trippier will be relegated to vice-captain on Thursday night. But he really is a leader on the field, and when he's fit, he plays, and that's pretty much that.
Fair enough. I think the only thing really to left is his score predictions. So I mean, I'm fairly confident that we can create problems, and I'm fairly confident that from set pieces we can be dangerous against you guys. I'm also confident with the fact that there's the young lad in the middle of the park potentially, which is an area that Everton can hopefully exploit. But there's no doubt that this Newcastle side have got goals in them, they've got pace in them, and they've proven that even with injuries, they're a good side. For me, I personally would be happy with a 1-1. I'd love to win the game, of course I would, but I do suspect a 1-1 is probably where we are. What about yourselves? What are you after?
I'm after a win, but as I sort of said at the start, I don't think a draw would be the worst result in the world. It'll be one of those where, you know, we'll take a step back after the final whistle, think, OK, maybe we've dropped some points there, maybe we're disappointed, but actually, when we reflect, a point at this stage of the season, with this fixture pile that we've got, with the injuries we've got, wouldn't be a bad result. I think there will be goals in it. I'm going to go for a 2-2, and a pretty good game to watch as well.
Fair enough. Well, look, Youssef, thank you for your time this evening. Really, really appreciate it. I know you've got to shoot off, so best of luck with everything. I look forward to catching up with you again in the future. Thank you for coming on Across the Park. And guys, make sure, as Youssef alluded to at the start of the video, make sure you go and follow him on socials. Make sure you go and listen to the podcast. And make sure you give all fellow creators a bit of support. Youssef, anything you want to end on, sir?
No, just one point. For all of the sort of enmity between Everton and Newcastle fans, we have come to absolutely despise Liverpool. So hopefully that's something we haven't
And that is the right way to end this podcast, my friend. Youssef, it's been a pleasure as always. Guys, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button for Across the Park. Make sure you also go to the Blue Boys Network. It would not be right of me sitting in and supporting Judgy and Milsy with not plugging my own channel, because that would be catastrophic. So make sure you go and subscribe to me as well. And guys, apart from that, we'll see you soon. Up the toffees.
Cheers.